You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Welcome to the show, everybody. I started off today's show with The Sword off of their album, the first release, Age of Winters. That song is called Freya. I played that because I realized that was kind of like the first song that got me into The Sword, and I always thought it was an amazing song. And then it came out on that Guitar Hero game, and I just ignored playing it ever since then because I always thought, like, oh, everyone's heard this. It's on that video game that everybody plays. Until now. Until right now. And I enjoyed it. It's just as good as I remember it being, like, I don't know, how many years ago when it came out? 2 years ago? Something like that. This week, I was trying to think of whether I wanted to do my best of 2008. I was gonna say 2006. Not that year. Oh, Jesus. I was gonna do my best of 2008 show, but I was thinking about it all week, and I couldn't decide on what my album of the year would be, in my personal opinion. I couldn't decide. I had it narrowed down to a couple, and then I kept thinking of more, and it just, like... And then my very, like, narrow choice of options became a very wide range of options. And then I was like, okay, maybe I'll just do, like, what was the best show of 2008? And then I started to think about all the shows I went to, and exact same story. I started out with, like, a couple shows. I was like, okay, it's either this one or this one. And then the more I thought about it, the more I remembered, like, how much fun other shows I went to were. So it is not becoming easier for me to narrow it down. It's becoming harder. So next week I'm going to do my holiday show, aka the Christmas show. I don't know. I always try to be, like, politically correct because I know not everybody celebrates Christmas. You know, maybe you're of different religion, or maybe you don't. Maybe you just don't celebrate anything around this time, and that's totally cool. But so my holiday show is next week, although I am going to start playing some festive music this week, as I did last week, and then I'm preempted for 2 weeks. Actually, all shows on Thursdays will be, because the Thursday after that is Christmas, and then the Thursday following is New Year's Day. So I'll have a 2 week break, a 2 week vacation, I don't know, a 2 week suspension, it's not really that, I don't know what to call it. And then after that, the week that I come back is when I will do my best of 2008 show, because hopefully by then I would have had enough time to think about what the best record of 2008 was, or what the best show of 2008 was, in my opinion. So, that's all I have to say. It's been a very long week. Lots of stuff has happened for me, and I unfortunately missed the CITR finale at the Biltmore Cabaret, but I saw photos, and I heard stories, and I heard it was amazing. Hopefully you went. Thank you very much again to everyone that donated to our fund drive. CITR's third annual fund drive raised over $21,000, which met and exceeded our expected goal. So thank you to everyone that donated to our amazing radio station this year. And if you didn't get to do so this year, there's always next year, right? A penny saved? I don't know what I'm talking about. And just a reminder, if you did pledge to our fund drive this year, to get your payments in on time if you have to come by, because that way you can come by, visit the radio station, and pick up your amazing prizes. And a reminder to everyone that donated to my show, I am going to be mailing out the t-shirts that I made for you guys sometime soon. They're not done yet, but I have the screen. It's drawn up and it's ready to go. It's been a busy week, okay? But I'll get that to you guys soon enough, so don't worry about that. And I'm also throwing in a crap load of Darkest of the Hillside Thicket stuff that Torin so very nicely gave to me to give to you guys. And also this past weekend was Cthulhupalooza, which I didn't get to go to, but I heard really amazing things about that as well. I heard it was a good time. There was Rock Band, there were silent films, and there was a performance by Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. And if you missed that, the Thickets are playing again at the Bourbon in February with a band from Seattle called Blood Hag, who I will actually play for you in a bit. But for now, maybe a bit less rambling and a bit more music, because I think that's what you guys are here for. So, like I said, I'm going to be playing some holiday music. If you guys don't mind, I get really stoked about the holidays, as I went on about last week. And actually, this past summer, I was in Seattle, and I picked up this holiday 7-inch. I felt a bit weird buying it from a record store, like, in the dead of summer, but whatever. It's the split 7-inch between King Kong and Barbecue Show and the Black Lips. It's their holiday release. I'm going to play the Black Lips song. It's called Christmas in Baghdad on 101.9 FM CITR.
Flash your friends of CITR card and get discounts at Lucky's Comics, RX Comics, Magpie Magazine, People's Co-op Bookstore, and Spartacus Books. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Fun!
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
fun. fun.
Devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
All right, you are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. I just played The Descendants off of their album I Don't Want to Grow Up. The song was called Christmas Vacation. Part of that, Fucked Up, off of The Chemistry of Common Life. I actually played two songs, or like one and a half. More like, I started off with The Golden Seal and then I played Days of Last. I didn't mean to play The Golden Seal. I was just trying to go to track, like, I don't know. I just chose the wrong track. And so I ended up playing most of the Golden Seal anyways, and then changed it to another song. I don't know. Yes. Okay. Before that, I played The Black Lips off of their split with King Kong and Barbecue Show. The song was called Christmas in Baghdad. That is a 7-inch that you can pick up. I think the best place would really be on the internet, because I couldn't find it here in Vancouver, and I just happened to come across one copy in Seattle when I was there at some point during the summer. It's out on Norton Records if you are interested. I believe you can find it at nortonrecords.com. And next week during my holiday show, I'll probably play the King Kong and Barbecue Show song on this, which is called Plump Righteous. So stay tuned for that next week. What was I going to tell you? I don't remember. Oh, yes. I remember what I was going to tell you. Right now, I want to play a band called Blood Hag for you. They're from Seattle. And they are, sure, I can safely say they are a metal band. They're I don't know how to properly pigeonhole them. Not that I'm trying to, but they're a metal band that likes to preach the goodness about education and literacy. On their little bio on the internet says, our mission is to spread the gospel of EduCore, bang the head that does not read, everyone's smarter than everybody else. It sounds pretty good. I like this so far. And they're coming up to Vancouver to play with Darkest of the Hillside Thickets in February. They're playing at the Bourbon February 7th, I do believe. So, of course, I'll be reminding you about that for the next few months or so. I'll try not to overdo it. I'm going to play a song for you now by Blood Hag called Douglas Adams. Science fiction writer? Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? Yes? Yes? I can't see your reactions. Hopefully you guys are stoked. I'm pretty excited about this. It's going to be an awesome show. This is Douglas Adams by Blood Hag on We All Fall Down.
Come on. No time for that, no love, goodbyes, no lies, no thanks, no
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Hello, everybody. I just played The Darkest of the Hillside Thickets for you. They're a local band. Write songs about H.P. Lovecraft, the horror writer, if you didn't know. The song that I played was called Shh, which you can't find on an album, but you can find it on Rock Band if you buy the game. That's amazing that a local band was featured on such a ginormous video game world. And I'm pretty sure everyone around the world plays that stupid game. Not that it's stupid. Before Thickets, I played Bison BC off of their album Quiet Earth. The song was called Wendigo Part 2, Cursed to Roam. Prior to that, Torch off of their album Meandertal. That song was called Healer. Before Torch, I played This Is Hell off of their split with the Cancer Bats. Did I get that this year? I would consider that for release of the year, except it's, I don't know, it was just like a couple songs. It's just like a split EP. Does that count? I don't even know. But now I have a couple weeks to think about it. Anyways, that song was their cover of the Cancer Bats' Shillelagh. Prior to that, the Humpers with their holiday song, their holiday version of a song called Run Run Rudolph. Prior to that, Bloodhag, metal band from Seattle with a song called Douglas Adams. They are coming here in February and playing with the Darkest of the Hillside Thickets at the Bourbon, I do believe, February 7th. Mark your calendars. I was just informed that Bloodhag are also the band that pelts their audience with science fiction novels, which is so amazing. Quite literally bringing the literacy to the metal show. That's so awesome. I'm totally the person that's going to catch one of those books and be like, oh, I haven't read this one, I better keep this. Apparently a lot of them get destroyed in the chaos, which is unfortunate, which is probably counterproductive, which is probably like not what they're trying to get you to do. But anyways, I guess the only way for me and somebody else who hasn't seen them before to find out is to go to their show in February at the Bourbon. Speaking of shows, how about some other concerts that you perhaps would be interested in, fair listener? A Crow's Glory. They're playing with Hit the Bricks on the 18th here at the Biltmore Cabaret. And then the day after that, Dragon Force is coming to Vancouver. They're playing with Power Glove December 19th at the Croatian Cultural Center. I think I'm interviewing them. I better talk to the people at Discord about that, because I'm pretty sure that's happening. I just haven't heard anything about it recently. So an interview with Dragon Force is on the horizon, perhaps. The Meteors are playing January 12th at the Balmoral. Cradle of Filth is coming to Vancouver with Satyricon and Septic Flesh February 2nd at the Commodore Ballroom. Meshuggah is also coming to Vancouver February 8th, Commodore Ballroom. The Murder City Devils coming to Vancouver, playing a show. What day is that happening? I can't read my writing. I think that says February 13th at the Commodore Ballroom. Agent Orange is coming to Vancouver. They're playing February 22nd, the Balmoral. Taste of Chaos Tour is returning to Vancouver, and that tour is featuring bands like Bring Me the Horizon Thursday and the Cancer Bats. I might go for the Cancer Bats. Hello, Robin. I should go. I don't go to nearly enough shows anymore. That's happening March 30th at the Commodore Ballroom. Acid Mother's Temple is coming back to Vancouver April 7th at the Biltmore Cabaret. And Turbo Negro is also coming back to Vancouver April 14th at the Commodore Ballroom. Robin's excited, but he is feigning excitement, I can tell.
Yeah, anyway. I like to listen to Turbo Negro while I watch Batman.
That's great. That is real great. Those are all the show listings I have for you right now. Apparently I only have 5 minutes left. I don't know, maybe I rambled for longer than I thought I did, and I'm really sorry if this is boring you all. I'm trying to keep it exciting and upbeat. Coming up at 5 minutes, at about 2 o'clock, Robin is here to do the Ink Stud show. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a nerdtacular time. Nerdular. Whatever. I have no right to make fun of nerds or geeks at all. And at 3 o'clock, Brendan and Cody are coming in to do Crimes and Treasons, so stay tuned to CITR, because it's going to be awesome. I didn't go. I was out of town. I'll tell you all about it, like, in a second. I'm going to play more holiday music, maybe some Bouncing Souls. We'll just see. I don't even know. That wasn't supposed to cut off like that, at all. I don't know. I didn't make the CD. It just, it had tracks on it, and I expected the tracks to play fully through, but they didn't, so whatever. I don't know. I'm done here. I'm going to leave.
Me.
What?
That upset me.
Yeah, it kind of upset me too, but there's not a lot I can do about it now. I can't change the past, all right? So we might as well get over it. Thanks very much for listening, everybody. Robin's here. Stay tuned for the Inkstead Show. You can check out my playlist online at weallfalldown.citr.blogspot.com. I'll be back next week to do my holiday show. I'm going to be stoked. I love Christmas. Don't look at me like that. I'm going to leave you off now with The Hives because as I already told you, I've been thinking about best show of the year, best album of the year, and The Hives are definitely a contender. They played here on my birthday last February, so I don't know. What are we going to do? What are you going to do, Robin?
I have to work.
Okay, Robin has to work. I'm going to go now. Stay tuned next Thursday. Okay, bye. Troubles, but I can help.